I made one comment, and then we started talking about mommy issues.
Yeah, here we go. Oh. Oh.
Hello, friends. So it's just Elena right now. This is me editing the episode. I just wanted to put this in that we bulk recorded a bunch of episodes a couple weekends ago, and this particular episode was supposed to be released the week before Halloween, I think. I had a lot of stuff happened. My long distance boyfriend came to visit. Hello, Kyler. And I got fired from my job. Whole lot of things have been happening in my life. So my apologies, but it is my week again now. So I'm going to upload this one, but some of the things that we say might sound a little odd because it's after Halloween now, but this was supposed to be uploaded before Halloween. So anyway, without further ado, here is the episode. Love you.
Scars do.
Sorry, everyone.
I got scarred from my Achilles. He feel weird.
It feels strange.
Mm-hmm. Right, like these, even like baby scars?
Yeah, this is like, that's not a big one at all. Mm-hmm. But your whole Achilles feels like that?
It feels like...
Let's touch it.
Like hard.
Does it feel like that? No, you gotta go this way. Do you feel that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it feels.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Scars.
I'm a big fan of scars. People don't like scars. People try and get rid of them. I love them. I think they show that you've lived.
I feel that way about stretch marks.
Yeah.
I was looking at my little stretch marks earlier. Mm-hmm. They're just so cute.
It shows that I've lived. The fuck?
It's interesting. And how the hell did I do that?
Yeah.
That's fucking cool. Anyway.
Anyway.
Sorry. Different kind of podcast.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
It's a Halloween case. That would be
happy spooky time.
Festive. We have a spooky sesh out for Halloween too.
Yeah.
Hopefully by this time.
Yeah. Our next episode, which you'll hear next week, mm-hmm. is also spooky. So we've got a whole spooky time.
Spooky vibe, you know, going on.
Spookier than usual, at least.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, without further ado, today we are going to be getting into Martha Moxley.
I don't think I
know this. No? Okay. I was kind of hoping that you didn't.
But I'm not sure.
It was pretty popular, mostly because, I mean, we'll talk about it later, but it was brought back up pretty recently. You know, there was a pretty recent development in the case.
Maybe that's how I know it. Because I feel like right. I do know her name, but I don't know who this is. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Ooh, I'm excited. Okay. Okay, so first we're going to talk about Martha. She was a very sweet girl. Martha Elizabeth Moxley was born on August 16th of 1960, which makes her a Leo.
She is a Leo.
We love her. And her
lots
parents.
Lots of Leos recently.
Lots of Leos. In every aspect of the case, you know, perpetrators, victims.
Yeah, we've got lots of Leos recently.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Anyway, her parents were Dorothy and David, and she had a brother named John. She lived in Greenwich, Connecticut, and specifically she lived in a gated community named Bellhaven. When I tell you this is a wealthy community, this is a wealthy community with the median house price being $5.5 million in 2022.
The like, median?
The middle, dude.
That's a lot of money.
That's
a big money.
It has been named one of the wealthiest towns in the United States for many, many years.
Greenwich?
Greenwich, Connecticut, but specifically Bellhaven. It's like a little,
bitch, Bellhaven, Connecticut?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Like Connecticut.
So, they lived there. And then there is a family that lived across the street from them, and they were the Skakel? That's who they were. The family was Rustin and Anne, along with their 7 children. Specifically, we're going to be talking about 2 boys, which is 15-year-old Michael Skakel and 17-year-old Thomas Skakel.
I think I don't know this case.
Yeah. They were nephews to the late Robert F. Kennedy's widow, Ethel Kennedy. So that's how they're related
to the connection.
Yeah.
That feels like a lot of, like,
it was pieces. Through marriage, yeah. So technically,
a lot of names you just
they're not
me.
Blood related, but, and also RFK, which was Robert F. Kennedy, was the nephew to John F. Kennedy. So they're, like, pretty close to the Kennedy family. And this will be coming back up later, but that's just the basics of their relationships with the Kennedys. So Anne Skakel, who was the mom, passed away from cancer in 1972 at the age of 42. And then that's when Rustin became the primary caretaker for all the children.
Of, I'm sorry, and they were the ones that had seven?
Yes.
What? God bless them.
Oh, yeah.
God bless them.
Yes.
That's a lot of kids.
So Martha was around their age, and she did become friends with the boys across the street. And in her diary entries, she writes, on September 12th of 1975, "Me, Jackie, Michael, Tom, Hope, Maureen, and Andra went driving in Tom's car. I drove a little, and then I was practically sitting on Tom's lap because I was only steering. He kept putting his hand on my knee." A little bit later, she writes, "And then we went to Friendly's, and Michael treated me, and he got me a double, but I only wanted a single, so I threw the top scoop out the window. Then I was driving again, and Tom put his arm around me, and he kept doing stuff like that." So they're like friends at this point, but it's kind of like both of them have a little bit of romance.
She wrote about him in her goddamn diary.
Mm-hmm. Like a little, but
I want to be in love.
At this That's time, so cute. She's talking to someone else, actually. These are just her friends that are doing things to
her. Oh my
her.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I take it back then.
Uh-huh.
I take it back.
So, and then on September 19th of 1975, Martha writes, "Michael was so totally out of it that he was being a real asshole in his actions and words. He kept telling me that I was leading Tom on when I don't like him, in parentheses, and I saw the page, and she wrote this, in parentheses, except as a friend."
Okay, girl,
yes,
I get
yes,
it.
Yes, specify,
I get it.
Specify. Later she writes, "I really have to stop going over there." So there's a little bit of hostility because they kind
of
like her, but she doesn't really like them. Both of them are showing a little bit of romantic interest in her from these diary entries. Yes.
That can be messy.
And Michael was like mad at her. Michael's the younger one. He was like, "Well, you're kind of leading my brother on." And she was like, no, like I'm friends with a guy, you know,
parentheses,
like, that's it.
As a friend.
Except as a friend, like she specified. So, now we're going to get into the night of October 30th, 1975. So Martha went to the Skakel house to hang out, right across the street from her house. Michael says that at 9:30 p.m. that night, he left Martha and Tommy to go to his cousin's house, whose name was Jimmy Taren. He got home around 11:30 p.m. and then went straight to bed. Tommy said that Martha left shortly after Michael and that he was watching TV with their live-in tutor, who's named Ken Littleton.
Oh, I do this.
Uh-huh. At around 10 p.m. And then Ken, the tutor, said that there was nothing unusual about Tommy that night. Martha's mother, Dorothy, also said that this night between 9:30 and 10 p.m., the neighborhood dogs were howling. This night, the night before Halloween, is also known as Mischief Night in Greenwich, Connecticut. So she kind of thought that there was just kids, like, running around. Like, there would be kids that, like, you
running
know, spray
up.
Painted or, you know, something. So, like, little things that would set dogs off. I mean, if you have dogs, they get set off by a plastic bag. So
sometimes nothing.
Yeah.
Sometimes nothing.
There's nothing there.
Sometimes he just thinks there's something there.
Right. So that's the accounts of everyone in the story. Okay. The next morning.
Oh, boy.
On Halloween, October 31st of 1975, at approximately 12:30 p.m., Martha Moxley was found bludgeoned to death underneath a tree in the back of her family's property. The police believe that she was attacked from behind in her driveway and then dragged underneath the tree. Her time of death was placed between 9:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. Between 9:30 p.m. and 10 p.m. the night before, on the night of the 30th.
Hmm.
She was struck so violently with a Tony Pina golf club that it snapped in half and the metal shaft was driven through her neck. I'm going to give you a breather before I tell you
what?
The next part.
What? But does it get worse?
She was kind of in a humiliating position.
Oh, goodness.
Her pants and her underwear were pulled down to around her ankles, but there was no sign of sexual assault. So, if there
Did
is a
they,
silver lining.
Yeah. Did they, like, position her legs in a way, or was it her just pants?
Yeah. So, yeah, it was just, they just pulled her pants down. But they, like, dragged her across. Yeah.
That's fucking awful.
Mm-hmm. So Tommy was believed to be the last person to see her alive. And the golf club that was recovered from the scene was traced back to the Skakel house, where it was a part of the set that belonged to their late mother, Anne.
That doesn't look good.
Mm-hmm. They looked into it, but they didn't really have any leads. And the Skakel family was very cooperative on, you know, statements and everything. Until January 22nd of 1976, so a couple months later.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Skakel, Tommy, was given two polygraph tests that came out to be inconclusive. His story has now developed into Martha and him may have engaged in some horseplay after the others had left, but denied it being inappropriate or sexual. So maybe they were just fooling around. I don't know what that means, but that's what he said.
Like, were they wrestling then?
I mean, I guess.
The fuck are y'all doing?
It's 1975. I don't know.
And Tommy's the older one, right?
Tommy is a 17-year-old, okay. Yes. So then on May 22nd of 1976, the Greenwich Police, Captain Thomas Keegan, wanted permission from the state's attorney to issue an arrest warrant against Thomas. He was the last person to see her alive, and other reports from around the neighborhood said that he walked around with a golf club on several occasions and displayed acts of rage and violence. I couldn't find what that meant, but I'm assuming that he was probably just swinging it around or something.
That's weird.
The state's attorney declined to bring any charges at this time. So like I said earlier, again, there was no new leads. They kind of had an idea that they at least knew more than what they were letting on, so they weren't looking into a whole lot of other people. But there was rumors circulating the Skakel family when Michael went to reform school in 1978. He supposedly told one of his classmates named Gregory Coleman that he was the one who killed Martha. Gregory says that Michael told him, "I'm gonna get away with murder, I'm a Kennedy." Yep.
You're not even a Kennedy, though. Kennedy twice removed.
Kennedy by marriage. So then we're gonna jump forward, you know, 20-odd years. And in 1993, the father, Rustin Skakel, ordered the Sutton Associates, which is a private security firm, to investigate the murder and clear his family's name.
Interesting.
There was a lot of rumors around his sons and stuff like that. This investigation did the exact opposite.
That sucks for him.
It actually was the first time that fingers were pointed directly at the Skakel men.
Ooh, the men, plural.
Well, now they're older. Now it's 20 years later. They were 17. Now they're like late 30s. So Tommy Skakel has lied to the authorities about the night of October 30th, 1975, and Michael Skakel has lied to the authorities about the night of October 30th, 1975. So Michael told the investigators that he did not go straight to bed after he got home from his cousin's house that night, that he actually climbed a tree outside of Martha Moxley's room and then masturbated.
What the fuck? Get out of my tree! What the hell is wrong with you?
Tommy had also told the police that he ran inside to complete a homework assignment.
On Halloween? Get out of here.
The tutor said that Tommy was not in his room that night at 11 p.m. and that there was no such assignment he was going to complete.
He was the teacher.
He was the one giving it. So,
what the fuck is this boy talking about?
So Tommy said that actually after his brother left, him and Martha engaged in some heavy petting for approximately 20 minutes, which also included mutual masturbation. So that's where that is.
70s are a weird time. Why do I say heavy petting so frequently? Heavy petting? Get out of here.
Exactly. What does that even mean?
Don't! She just touched her leg aggressively.
Like you're trying to get the stain off. Like an itch. Oh no. Okay, so then a couple years later, in 1998, Jonathan Benedict, the state's attorney, got a one-person jury to assess the evidence in the case. After an 18-month hearing, Michael Skakel was indicted for Martha Moxley's murder. Michael was arrested on January 19th of 2000, and he was initially charged as a minor since he would have been 15 at the time that the crime was committed. But in February of 2001, a judge ordered Michael to be tried as an adult, stating that the juvenile system wasn't equipped to punish a defendant who was nearly 40 years old. Which makes sense.
I mean, that is fair.
Yeah, like, the juvenile system, you get released when you're 18. He's already way past that, so what are we gonna do? Like, keep him in juvie for years? Whatever. So, Michael's trial began in May of 2002 in the Bridgeport Superior Court. He was being represented by Michael Sherman. So, the prosecution had no eyewitnesses to this crime or evidence that could directly link Michael to the crime. Their case was mostly circumstantial evidence, including the confession that he gave to his classmate, his past behavior, and his own words about being outside of Martha's window that night. His alibi that night was also under attack because witnesses from both his cousin's house are now not sure if they are able to place him there at that time or at that night. And one of the friends that was going to the house with them is now saying that she wasn't sure if he actually went. She just thought that he would be going because it was his cousin's house. So Martha's time of death also wasn't very solid either, because some examiners said that their statements for her time of death were based around the time that dogs were barking, and other examiners said that it could have been any time between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m., favoring any time before 1 a.m. So due to this discrepancy in her time of death, there was other accounts brought up suggested that Michael may have seen Martha sometime closer to 11 p.m. after he got home from his cousin's house. So if they can't pin the time of death down, now all the alibis kind of fall apart.
Yeah.
So...
Wait.
Yes. Okay.
First of all...
I know that was a whole lot.
That was a lot of sentences. That was a lot. You just threw it.
There were so many things.
What fucking medical examiner is taking the dog's barking to indicate the time of death?
Well, so the way that he
based it
is he did look at the body and he did do other investigations because he was trying to say that it was a violent crime and it would have made, you know, noise and stuff and, you know, dogs were near her house.
For sure.
And that's how her mom heard it and stuff. But also, he was saying that the police were trying to widen her time of death to avoid putting it on that time. Because once you take it outside of that... Once you take it outside of that time, then all their alibis are basically shit.
Yeah.
So he was trying to pin it to that time to make it stick.
But... How about we look at her body?
Yep.
And we determine the time of death.
Right. There's a lot of ways to do that scientifically. I mean, I guess you can use outside things, but dogs barking is not a definitive answer.
But also, what does her body say? Like, I can't get past this right now. I don't know why. And maybe I'm putting too much on it, but I'm just she like, was that makes there, no sense to me.
She was there for at least a couple hours. She was found at 12:30. So,
P.M. or A.M.?
P.M.
P.M.
She was found the next morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So, they placed it right between 9:30 and 10.
And that's a short window.
Right. Then they moved to 10. Then they moved from anywhere 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., favoring it happening before 1 a.m.
Yeah, okay.
So basically...
Realistically,
the final timeline is between 10 and 1 a.m.
Okay.
That's where they placed it, you know, in court. So on June 7th of 2002, after 4 days of deliberation, the jury convicted Michael Skakel on the murder of Martha Moxley. he was sentenced to 20 years to life in prison. After the conviction, Michael began to file a series of appeals through the Connecticut federal courts. This is where it's going to get a lot of back and forth.
Oh, boy.
Take notes if you would like. If not, just sit along for the ride. So after he files these appeals, in 2010, he filed a state petition for a writ of habeas corpus, which is a law term that basically means that a person can report an unlawful detention or imprisonment to a court and request that the court order the custodian of the person, who is usually a prison official, to bring the prisoner to court to determine whether the detention is unlawful. So he got another lawyer named Hubert Santos, and Michael claimed that his past attorney provided ineffective counsel while billing him $1.5 million. So Michael was also given a federal... Michael was also given a year in federal prison at this time for failure to pay taxes in 2001 and 2002 that equaled to $390,000.
That's a lot.
Do you know how much money you have to be making to have to pay that much in taxes? Jesus Christ.
A lot of money.
So...
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say 300,000 over?
390,000. Almost 400,000.
That's a lot of fucking money.
For taxes. Over the course of 2 years, still.
All right, 200 grand each. That's still a lot.
Jesus. Yeah, no.
I've never had to pay for my taxes.
No, I get money back.
That's how much money I make.
Yeah. On October 13th of 2003, Judge Thomas Bishop of the Tallinn Superior...
Thomas Bishop.
of the Tallinn Superior Court vacated Skakel's conviction and granted him a new trial. His reasoning was that Michael's past attorney was ineffective because he had failed to present Thomas Skakel as an alternate suspect. Mm-hmm. So he's throwing his brother under the bus, basically.
I mean, I get it, though. I'm not saying I would do the same thing, but...
He had failed to locate evidence to refute testimonies and failed to get statements from potential witnesses. If you ask me, that seems like a cop type thing. I don't know why we're blaming the lawyer.
I guess that's true. But I guess that's fair.
But they were like, nah, give him a new trial. So while his case was pending, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Released a book titled Framed, Why Michael Skakel Spent Over a Decade in Prison for a Murder He Didn't Commit. RFK Jr. said that his cousin was innocent and that it was likely two teenagers from New York who had been in the neighborhood that night on mischief night, and according to a friend of theirs, claimed that they wanted to attack a girl, quote-unquote, caveman style.
That is so fucked.
Yep.
I need a second.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fact that that is a term...
That's not even the end of it.
That's not even the worst part.
That's just not even the end of it.
Caveman style doesn't sit right with me. I think that's so fucked
that's
up.
That's so weird.
That's a weird thing to say.
That is so weird.
That's fucked up. Anyway.
So, on November 21st of 2013, after Judge Bishop's ruling and posting a $2.1 million bail, Michael Skakel was released from prison. The case also appealed to the Connecticut Supreme Court. And then on December 30th of 2016, the Connecticut Supreme Court reversed the ruling on a 4-3 vote. The court said that the representation was not so deficient that it warranted a new trial. And the court stated that the defense would have had to have been... No, hold on. The court stated that the defense would had been reasonable, and if any mistakes were made, they wouldn't have altered the jury's decision to convict. 2 years later, on May 4th of 2018, the court reversed itself again in a 4-3 decision after Judge Gregory Diaria was appointed to the court in March of 2017, making up the new part of the majority. The state petitioned the United States Supreme Court to hear an appeal, but the United States Supreme Court declined.
Oh my god, which one is it? Which one is it?
On October 30th of 2020, 45 years to the day after Martha was killed, prosecutors dismissed the charge against Michael Skakel, and he is once again a free man. The chief state attorney, Richard Colangelo, said that a retrial would not be possible. Key witnesses are now dead. Too much time had elapsed, and there is no additional evidence to test.
Ain't no way. You just put your phone down?
That's it.
That's it?
That's all. I mean, there's more stuff, like, just because he's a Kennedy and all that stuff, but that's basically the gist of the case, yeah.
So who did it? Elena.
That's what we're going to talk about.
I fucking hate it.
That's what we're going to talk about. Happy Halloween.
Oh. That, you gave me whiplash.
Yep. So many fucking times. I told you it was a good case. There was so many moving parts.
Martha, first and foremost, that is horrendous what she went through.
Oh, very horrific. And I know I kind of just went over what happens to her, but we're definitely going to talk about it again. I mean, that is obviously a very huge part of the case. So I feel so bad for her because she just went to her friend's house. She was
close to her house, too.
She was in her driveway. She was in her driveway when they believe that she was in her driveway when she was attacked from behind because of bloodstains.
Oh, my God.
She was almost there.
Martha, I'm so sorry.
And her parents. What did? I'm not sure who found her, but God bless whoever did.
God bless them.
Her mom, we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later. Okay. But I just
this is a lot. Anyway, so happy fucking Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
If you're 21, come with us to the land of Owee. Sparkle. Owee. If you don't know what that means we're going to go smoke weed legally because we're 21, and you should too if you're over 21. Mm-hmm. In a state where it's legal to smoke it recreationally.
Yeah.
Or a country, I guess. I don't know what it's like outside of the U.S., but you let us know. Mm-hmm. We have some listener. I looked at our analytics the other day again. Mm-hmm. Who is up there? I think the cross. Sweden? Flying the cross.
Is that Sweden?
I should have looked it up.
That's not Sweden. No.
Beep!
The one with the cross? I think it's Sweden. We'll do a live look up right now.
We'll do a live look up.
Hold on. Okay, we got it.
Okay, I'm not very bright. There is a cross. Mm. There's a red with a white cross, which is Denmark. But that's not the one I was thinking of. Mm. I accidentally looked too quickly and thought that it was a cross. It's not. It's a maple leaf. Hi, Canada. Yeah, my bad. Whatever. Sweden is on here.
Mm. Well,
they're
I'm
blue
glad
with a yellow.
Yeah.
I thinking of Finland. Mm. I was.
Finland.
Look at that.
Gotcha.
Anyway. Yeah, United States, United Kingdom, and Canada, and Australia. Mm-hmm. And Germany. You're on here, girl. Look out for the next case.
Germany. That's all I'm gonna
say. But yeah. Anyway, if you guys can smoke weed wherever you are, please come.
Please come. It's a lot.
Smoke some lavender, if that's safe. Is that safe?
Yeah, yeah.
And I can bleed it in a blade.
Yeah, I can bleed it in a blade. Okay, anyway.
Okay, goodbye.
We're gonna take a couple hips. We'll be back. Bye.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Hi. Hello.
How y'all doing?
We
had our own debrief.
We did. About things that had nothing to do with this.
None of this.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
Happy
day.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
My God, that was a lot.
That was so much, but that's what it is to hang out with us.
Yeah. just fucking chaos and then whiplash from topics, because especially when I'm in a good mood. Because if I'm in a good mood, I will change the subject. Ooh, do you want to know something you said that was on my list of things I hate?
Huh.
You said 11 p.m. that evening or something like that, or like 11, I think it was like 11 p.m. at night.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that so much. And it's not you.
Yeah.
It's anyone that says it.
That's okay.
Those listening, my irrational list.
11 p.m.
at night.
If you've
been following, it's the p.m. or a.m., could be both.
Yeah.
At night, at morning. A.m. and p.m. mean that. You don't need to tell me. P.m. implies at night because what does p.m. stand? Because
post-meridian or something.
Post-mortem?
Post-Malone.
Another bomb!
That's when he appears.
Post Malone. That was good.
That was a good one.
You don't need to tell me it's 11 Post Malone at night. I already know. Because of the PM.
Oh.
No. Oh. Well, anyway.
Because of the PM. That's funny. I didn't even notice. Oh, I've never noticed that. Now I'm going to start noticing. Because I've heard that a lot, but I've never noticed that it's a double.
The first, you said it, and I immediately went, I hate it. And then I was like, do I mention it?
Oh.
And then I was like, no, they already know I'm angry enough. But then I decided I was going to say it, and now here we are with Post Malone. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go. That's our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the Smoking Gun podcast.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to begin with this. There's so many different... Well... The Kennedys alone.
Yeah. Oh. Chase.
I guess we can talk about things in, like, a chronicle order.
Okay.
Like the crime first.
Okay.
Discuss.
Yeah. We can... Yeah.
When you say... some like, because you said the... What is it called? The golf stick?
Golf
stick.
Not the golf stick.
The golf club was, like, in her neck.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean, like, the whole thing?
So, what happened was, and not to be morbid, you know, this is your last trigger warning.
Mm-hmm.
It snapped. So, you know how they're, like, long tubes?
Yeah, and then, like, the middle part
tube
snapped.
Part was put into her neck.
Intentionally.
So, it was, like, sticking out, yes.
The top part? Like, with the club part or with the handle part?
I'm not sure. It was the handle part because the club part was found away from her.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
It is absolutely horrific.
That shit's metal.
Yeah. And I could not find if that was done pre or post mortem.
Well, I don't know which is better.
Her cause of death was bludgeoning, so it could have been post mortem, because I feel like that would have killed her.
Oh, probably.
Faster.
In the fucking neck?
Then, yeah, so. But her cause of death was bludgeoning.
That's horrendous.
Yeah. And it's sad that no one was actually put away. They kind of just were like, you know what? We can't keep going back and forth.
Right,
he's not going to quit. You know.
Gotta give it to him.
And I feel like this case is one of those cases that just shows the shortcomings in our legal system where if we make a decision...
Here's our soapbox.
We shouldn't have so many ways to go back on that decision. Like, we have so many, and I understand that mistakes are made, we're humans and blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
But there are so many ways of loopholes that it's
if
like,
we have
what
rules,
is even the point?
Why do loopholes exist?
Exactly.
You know?
We have a set of laws that are in place. We determine things based off those laws, blah, 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 blah. Why do we have so many ways to say, no, I don't agree with that. I want a new retrial. And I get it, that's your right as a citizen. I feel like there should be a limit. I feel like there should be a way where you can't keep being... I know there's things like double jeopardy, but I just don't understand how he could make so many different appeals for so many different things.
At so many different levels.
It's like, okay, well then now they're just kind of counteracting each other. It's like, was it because you had ineffective counsel? Was it because he charged you too much? Was it because Tommy was an alternate suspect? Now you're just trying to get out of prison and you're just going through the whole case.
Yeah.
So you're not actually proving any justice. You're just trying to get your client out of jail.
Yeah, it's like at the end of the day, we don't have an answer.
No.
We don't know what happened to her. She did not...
Someone killed her, because
right.
You can't tell me she did it to herself or it was an accident.
Someone killed her.
And no one is in prison for that.
We don't even know who. And when you said it was an older case, because we had talked about this earlier, because
mm-hmm.
I have an irrational fear that we're going to cover the same case one day.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I was like, yeah, mine's in this time. And she's like, oh, when was this, 80s?
75.
Mine was in 75. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. It's not the same case. But it's like... When you said there's been a recent update, I'm like, cool, like, DNA solved it. Just because that's what I just, my head went there. Because you would think, after what, 50 years? You would think,
yeah.
Almost 50 years.
45. Hopefully you would think that something would, if there's a case 45 years later, right. If there's an update, you would think it would be.
And we see that a lot, and that's fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. And Golden State Killer. Yeah, and
JonBenet Ramsey, maybe.
But ooh. We'll who about that. Zodiac Killer?
The Zodiac Killer.
Like, all these cases are, I mean, hopefully being solved. Mm-hmm. So it's like, maybe, and maybe her too. Or at least too,
closer, but.
Like, what the fuck? Because it's like, I don't even. Honestly, when you first started telling me, I was like, I don't think Michael did it. I think Tommy did it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why the fuck? It makes no sense. Like, it makes no sense that he. When you said the court, like, unreversed or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? What do you even mean? What does that what?
They basically, because whenever you make a ruling, you're allowed to go back on it.
Right.
That, and you're appeal, allowed you to, it. Yeah, you appeal it, and the court votes again. And so what happened was one of the judges that voted, because it was very split, like it was 3-4 okay. out of 9, or yeah, 9, right? No, that's well, 3-4 seven. That's seven. So, yeah. No.
So 4-5.
I was thinking of Supreme Court.
And what are we thinking of now? This is
state. Supreme okay, Court. Okay. Yeah. So I'm 7.
And Supreme, like the
the highest Supreme court in Connecticut. Federal. And then the United States gotcha, Supreme gotcha. Is the highest nation.
We finished high school.
We did. We know the justice system. Anyway. So, and one of those judges got replaced mm-hmm. with a new judge.
So that's
made up the new. They voted again, and he made up the new majority.
Gotcha. Now it makes sense. Okay. Well.
Because the first time they were like, no. Basically, what they said the last time was that the reason why we are saying that he should stay in prison or that he should go back to prison is because the defense for the first trial was not so deficient. That if he had another lawyer, right. the jury would have sided differently.
Yes, okay. That's what they decided.
Yes.
And then the new guy went back on that.
The new guy went back and said that, yes, he needed a new trial. It was too deficient.
So
then he was let out of prison again.
And then they were like, we're not going to give you a new trial.
No. And then they gave him another trial.
Okay.
They gave him another trial, and then he was in prison for a little bit again in 2010, I think.
Yeah, when did he get out of jail for sure? Like, for good? Or is he in there again for something else?
So,
I was listening, you guys. I really was. I just got confused.
The first time he went to prison was in 2002.
Okay.
And that was the first time, and he was sentenced to 20 years yes. to life. He then got out in 2013, mm-hmm. And then in 2016 is when the court voted voted the first time on the 4-3 that he should go back to prison, and then 2 years later they reversed it that he should be let out of prison, mm-hmm. and then he was released from prison finally in 2020.
And there is no plan to give him a new trial.
No.
So he's out of prison.
They're not doing it again. The only court that they could petition it to now is the United States Supreme Court, and they declined it.
Oh, they declined it?
They're not gonna.
Well, yeah, so this is it?
Yeah, that's it.
See, in my head, that just makes me go, okay, so, like, what now?
Mm-hmm. Nothing. Unless they wanted to try Tommy, but then you go down the same rabbit hole.
Yeah.
It was around the same time. Like the
and at this state point attorney we're 50 said, years later.
Exactly. There's no evidence. There's no way to link any of them to this crime. Everything is just circumstantial. It's like they know that they're lying. You know, I heard this phrase on a TV show the other day, I forgot what it's called. It's they're in the room with the truth, you know? Like they're almost there. But
that's infuriating.
It's more of like a he said, she said. I think it's a combination of both of them, personally. Yeah. I think they're either covering up for each other. Okay.
You don't think just one of them did it?
I don't know if a 15-year-old or a 17-year-old could do that. Maybe a 17-year-old. not a 15-year-old.
See,
I mean, no, there's stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
You're right. We always say that.
And in my, but, I mean, because in order for that, the strength you would need, you'd have to be, like, a pretty big 15-year-old.
And also, like, he kind of liked her. So.
Yeah, see, if to me, if anything, and granted, this is my opinion, I have no idea what I know. I don't know shit. But I could see, like, a 17-year-old going after her.
Yeah.
Like, and her turning him down. And
he gets mad.
He gets mad and does it, like.
Maybe at first it was an accident that went right? too far, that now he's in this big mess. But yeah. then at the same time, it's like, then super why violent, take though. It that far?
Yeah, and it's like, did you care enough? And, like, of course you...
I mention it all the time. He made a lot of... Whoever did this made a lot of decisions that they could have stopped.
Fucking brutal.
The first time you hit her, she's knocked out, you could have walked away.
When the fucking thing snaps.
You could have walked away. You could have just left. But no, he kept going. He dragged her. I don't know. I just don't understand. But you're right. At first glance, you would think that they would go for Tommy.
Right. That's why I was so confused. I'm like, he
His
seems...
polygraph tests were inconclusive. He was the last person to see her alive.
Yeah. What the fuck? Michael was supposed to be watching TV.
And they were like, no, Tommy was the one watching TV.
What?
Michael was supposed to be at someone else's house. Michael was not supposed to be there in the neighborhood.
Oh.
That's what his alibi claimed. Ooh.
And where's Ken?
Where's Ken? Where's Ken Littleton?
I don't know.
Personally, I think, you know, I'm not going to say anything. This has already gone to trial. There's no retrial.
Right, and it's...
This is purely my opinion.
We're just talking.
Right. But I don't know. I think both of them know more than what they're letting on. Both of them lied to the police that night. Both of them have lied to a lot of people about that night. It was probably an accident that just was too far.
That, yeah.
I think that's the easiest explanation, and especially if they were displaying...
Logical.
Especially if they were displaying signs of rage beforehand. I think it was a crime of opportunity that unfortunately she was just the victim of. It could have happened to any young girl that was left there, or maybe they targeted her specifically, who knows. But,
It's also, like... To me, it's not that far-fetched to say, like, an angry, rejected man could do that, because this shit happens all the time.
Oh, men have done worse.
100%.
Men have done worse, like, for less.
Yeah! For real. Put that on a shirt, bitch! Men have, I'm writing it down.
Men have done worse for less.
It's true. I mean, what the fuck?
Oh.
So it's like, I could 100% see that happening. So, like, in my head, I mean, maybe it was someone else, but was it?
I can't see it being someone else. Like, the two kids from New York, I feel like that's just his way of trying to get his...
And who said that?
RFK Jr.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Kennedy!
The Kennedy!
Like, mind your business. Why would we imagine?
Okay, but the Kennedy poll? The Kennedy poll, legally, the Kennedys got away with a lot, dude.
Yeah,
Like, conspiracy theories on the Kennedy, there are a plenty. The Kennedys got away with so much.
Should we cover?
Maybe one day. They're really interesting. I think the Kennedy assassination conspiracy is interesting alone. They have an interesting relationship with the United States government.
To say the least.
Yeah.
To say the least.
They're... Yeah,
but
no.
In my head... I'm like, okay, well then maybe that's how someone got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
They do have a link to the Kennedys. They lived in a very wealthy area.
His lawyer charged him $1.5 million. Like,
yeah, that's a lot.
Even to
and
be
they
in
paid
cut?
It.
Yeah.
And they paid it. And it's like, so I could see, like, that being a reason for that, but it's also like, if then he would have been out a lot sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, no fucking way. If a Kennedy wants someone out of prison, I'm sure they can get someone out of prison.
For real.
I don't know.
I think it's a combination of all of that. I mean, obviously, there was a lot of discrepancies and a lot of things. If they would have taken the time to seriously put her, like, say her time of death, say the alibis, if they would have actually sat down and interviewed all these people and got all these statements at the time.
Yeah.
And they vetted everything out. Like, why did the tutor years later came out and said that there was no assignment, and then now that fucks up his alibi that he wasn't in his room.
Yeah, like, why are you telling me that now?
Exactly. Like, if they would have pressed these people at the time, I think that they would have been much closer to what actually happened. I think it's a little bit of everything. I think this is one of those things where we're never going to actually know what happened.
Yeah. And it's sad because who loses?
I think Martha, her mother believes that Michael did it. Her mother really believes that Michael did it. And I have to give her some truth to that. She was around him. They were friends.
They were there, right?
She knew them. She knew his parents. She knew his house. Like, and obviously, if he's walking around the neighborhood with golf clubs, she's going to see it. She lives across the street. Yep. So, for her to fully be in that Michael did it, I kind of have to give her some credit.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was the only one, but...
Fucking weird.
And the thing is that Michael also... And we see this with Chris Watts. He basically distanced himself from the crime a little bit, and then he kind of brought himself closer, mm-hmm. closer before he admitted. And I feel like Michael kind of did the same thing where he was like, first, like, no, I was at my cousin's house. And then mm-hmm. I went straight to bed. And then, oh, I actually went and I climbed a tree in her yard. Like, now he's bringing her closer and closer to what happened, whatever happened.
Fucking weird. Get out of people's trees, y'all. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Get out of people's trees.
Imagine.
No!
In 1975, no phones, can't look at porn, gotta go in a tree.
I don't see how one could get from A to B.
How do you get to that point?
You know?
How do you, like, get there?
There are lots of other things you could do.
Didn't Playboy exist? Playboy existed.
Yeah.
Playboy was big.
Imagination is free.
You've never seen it? How you gonna look? They don't have internet and
outside,
shit.
Outside of the club.
Outside. Oh, man. That's crazy. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. I was like, that's weird, but I also feel like that was just something they did in the 70s. Like,
masturbate in trees?
Peeping Toms, those were big. Where else were they going to get it besides a fucking magazine?
No, I don't like that justification.
I don't like that either, but that's what happened.
Get out of my tree. I'm looking at my tree right now. If somebody is ever in there...
No.
Could you imagine, dude?
At least it's in a decent spot.
The tree?
Yeah, like, it's in your living room. I mean, unless you're naked in your living room, but...
I don't think I've been naked in my room. I've walked past.
Yeah, but that's different. I mean... Just sitting...
lucky guy!
Sitting here, bare ass! No.
Could you imagine? Oh my god. Watching TV.
Ooh, I mean, that might not be weird for you if you do that, but that's weird for me. I need at least a comfy shirt on.
It's weird for me, and I live with somebody, and she would be so mad. if she walked in, and she would be like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" I can't say she'd be surprised.
Yeah.
But she'd be like, "What the hell is going on?" She'd probably go to bed.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bed.
Serving blood and going to bed. Yeah. Anyway. Get the fuck out of trees.
Get out.
That's also just, that feels unsafe. If you're masturbating in a tree,
mm-hmm.
especially with a penis, like, you gotta do some moving around a little bit.
Yeah.
What if you fall? Pants down.
That's so weird.
Ooh! In a tree.
In the tree.
Why do you feel comfortable doing that?
In the tree.
And hey, if that's your thing, and if everyone's consenting adults, whatever.
I guess.
Well, no, I don't mean that situation. That's weird. Don't look at people through their windows. But if two adults are wanting to have sex in a tree, I guess go for it. But
there are the tree people.
I feel like you would fall. Would you not? Could not have sex in a tree.
Well, I don't know if they have sex in trees, but they have sex in, like, forests and stuff.
That's fine.
But yeah.
In the tree, Elena? In it?
No.
Look at that branch right there.
That's not supporting shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Even the most stationary of positions.
Right, no movement, just laying there.
Soaking.
Ew! The way that I thought about that too, but I didn't want to say it. Okay, anyway, well, that was my phone. That scared me a lot. Everything's horrible. Everything's horrible. Yeah. Why are we in trees? Get out of trees. Why are we murdering people? Let's stop that.
Please don't
murder people. On their own property, too.
Please let women say no. There are so many others.
Anyone can say no whenever they want to.
And I read a couple pages of Martha's diary because, unfortunately, her entire diary was torn apart in the court.
That's sad.
But she also mentions how, like, Michael was, like, interested in someone else and other... So it's like, I don't understand why she was, you know, who had to take whatever aggression that they were taking out. Like,
right. Why are we allowing people, a lot of times men, to take aggression out like that?
Exactly. I don't know.
The fuck?
Like, she seemed like she hung out with them enough that they were, right, like, they grew friends. Up together. They were right across the street. I mean, you're gonna at least know them. Like,
yeah. Same age, too.
Right.
You're gonna know them.
She was 15.
If you're not going to know them, you're going to at least know what they look like and their mm-hmm. schedule and their routine because you've been across the street from them.
And also, like, the way that, like, and I noticed this because, like, my past job and this job, I've worked with high schoolers. My sister's in high school, so, like, I've been around high schoolers more than
average
people. But they all... Scary. And I wonder if I was like this in high school. Probably. But they all have a way of, like, telling stories that... is, like, the same. Like, I don't know. They're all like, so me and blah, 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 and blah went to blah's house, and then we did this, and then, like, they just...
Bitch, I had no idea what you're saying.
When
you know?
You talk to, like, I don't know, like, other adults, and they tell stories, it's, like, more...
Cohesive.
Yeah, more... I don't know. It's different. And she is just... She talks the same. Like, she reminded me of my sister.
And it's also, like, that's her diary.
Uh-huh. Like, that's... She was never expecting anybody else to read this.
No, and she shouldn't.
No.
You journal if you need to journal.
Mm-hmm. Right. But they used it in both aspects in the case to try and prove, like, they did have romantic feelings towards her.
As if that fucking matters, you know?
Right. Well, they also... There was a couple unconfirmed things. One of them was that, allegedly, somewhere Michael did confess to the murders, and he said that the reason why her pants were down was because he masturbated on top of her again. And that's how it goes with the story he told police, where he kind of just left out the fact that he killed her beforehand. But that wasn't a confirmed source. Yeah. Everything I got was, like, from, like, a law, from a university thing, so I'm assuming that that's... If you're studying it in law school, you know? But, And then there was another one where I believe it was Tommy was golfing and he beat a squirrel.
What?
And he stuck the golf tee through the squirrel's neck.
If that is true, what the fuck?
I know. I think it was Tommy. It could have been Michael.
Either one.
Anyone, really. That's enough for me. Yeah, that's enough.
The through the neck. But then I'm also like, but if someone wrote that after the fact, of course they wrote it like that, you know?
And it could have also not been like that. Maybe he just hit a squirrel or something and someone blew it out of proportion. Like I said, it wasn't confirmed. But
let's not hit squirrels with golf clubs.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God, like, what the hell?
That's not confirmed, but still, that is a piece that... Ugh. It's too much.
And it's so sad because we said it before. Martha's the one that loses. Her family are the people that lose. Because no one's ever going to know.
And she just... I'm going to show you a picture of her. Because she's just the cutest thing. Like, she is so sweet. She looks like a classic 15-year-old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen yet, but...
Like, just...
I'm guessing. I have an image in my head and I feel like it's going to be pretty accurate.
Come on.
Fucking sad. We got three more to record.
We do.
I'm gonna be sad tonight.
Here, that's not what I mean. Zoom in, but
she's so pretty. She looks fit. Like she's she looks like so she looks like a sweet kid.
Yeah, like she looks 15.
That's a 15-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. I figured. Like I knew what she looks like already. Mm-hmm. I knew she was blonde.
She's just so sweet.
Her name is Martha Moxley.
So many friends. Like, they were just devastated by this.
How could you not be? Mm-hmm. It's fucking awful. Everyone fucking sucks.
And of course, there was so many rumors going around about those boys. That's why he went to reform school and shit.
Yeah. If they didn't do it, that's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
If neither of them did it, that's awful. And that sucks that they had to go through that. Mm-hmm. But if they did do it?
Even if they didn't do it, I still feel like they know more to what happened.
I mean, they lived across the street.
And they were both still awake at that time. If you're telling me she got killed at 10 and he got home at 11:30.
Yeah, how did you not see her?
Oof. If he went and he climbed a tree at 11:30 but she got killed at 10 and she was found under a tree, come on.
Huh.
Oh, no. I don't know.
I take it back. Fuck all y'all.
Yeah, I don't know. We're not blaming anyone. This is just what we think.
No one's blaming anyone, apparently.
This is just what we think. These are our opinions independently. And that's it.
In our independent one room. Yeah. Well, Martha, I'm sorry. Martha's family, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Not that my apologies will do anything or make you feel any better if you don't know.
There's a whole lot of theories on this one, and then the one that we record later, there's a whole lot of theories. But
yeah.
So
we could probably make a fucking series about it.
We should. You know what? The second half of the recording should be the theories on the case.
If we ever that do might another be one, we yeah. could. Well, if you want it, let us know.
We'll see. Yeah.
You could contact us with all the information that you can find below.
In our show notes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. We love you.
Love you. Say it back.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.